SAC testing. For SAC. Anybody copy? I'm having problems with my radio. Over.
For BGE. I've got you coming in loud and clear.
Pretty much. I just wanted to hang on 1 second. I want to change something.
Yes, sir. I'll be standing by.
For SAC, am I still getting in?
Sure, I've got you loud and clear. You know, I mean, it's almost like you're sitting right beside me.
Amazing. I've got a beep that first of all, my internal speaker on my transceiver went out, and then I just put an external speaker on it, and then it just gives me a constant beep, beep, beep.
It's an awfully strange situation there. Could it be something in the settings, maybe? I'm not too familiar. Maybe someone else with a little more knowledge can help. But could it just be like something in your settings, maybe?
No, because it's irregular. It'll do two beeps and then stop, and then it'll go three beeps and then stop, and then just on and on. Very irritating, because maybe I've got the 12 set too low. Let me check on that. Okay, well, I'm going to go just keep researching this out.
Roger that, yeah. What kind of radio is it that you're running? And maybe I can help you Google something up here and see if we can't come up with a way to fix it.
The handle here is Paul, and I'm in Duncan, and it's a TYT-TH-8600.
That. I am literally 1 minute from my house, and the name here on this end is Donnie, but I'll see if I can't give it a Google. So TYT-TH-8600 QSL. Alright, roger that, my friend. 73's to you. I'm pulling in my house now, and I'll see what I can find. And until then, KQ4, BGE, 73's for now.
KB2HXS Mobile.
Mobile station, this is KK4SAC. Do you copy?
SAC, this is KQ4VRD. I can hear you.
Got you covered.
4HGX Mobile. 4ZLK Mobile. Pete, what you out doing today?
Run a couple errands, run by the dump, and then I'm going over to Gabrielle's, meeting Beth and Michaela. They're going to work on wedding stuff a little bit with Gabrielle. And I'm going to hang out with Ada for a little while, because we have Ada probably for a few days, maybe.
Enjoy that while you can, because they won't be that little long.
No, she's already changed so much.
I'm just coming back from Hendersonville. We had our Saturday morning testing session, and a group of hams get together and test and hang out and just talk. Enjoying that the past few months.
How many people did you have testing?
Total on it today. It didn't look like as many as it has been in the past, but if I had to guess, there was probably four or five there this morning. In the past, I've seen as many as 14 there.
KB2HXS.
Patrick, when it comes back around to you, I'll turn it to Dave, but were they new hams or upgrades? Go ahead, Dave.
Gentlemen. You pick out which one I was talking about. I'm good. I'm heading back from Piedmont. Got the unit up and running. Go ahead, Patrick.
And I think it was a mixture of both. I know I heard one guy say he was going for a general. So I know there was at least that one. But in the past, it looks, It's been a good mixture of both upgrading and new hams. And, Dave, where you been lately? I hadn't heard you on the radio much. You just been that busy, or you been out of town?
KB2A checks as mobile. Well, yeah, a little bit of both. We were on a cruise January 4th to the 11th, and then I got home and caught a little something up in the nose there, so I've been down with that. And being busy, I'm in Piedmont. Well, just left Piedmont to head back to the house. So, yeah, I've been a little bit busy. But go ahead, Shane.
I know you're working on the gas pack. Tell me maybe what was wrong with it. And also, I heard you trying to convince that new ham there, was it KR4AAE, that you were a southerner. You weren't very convincing, but go ahead, Patrick.
Too many dead giveaways on that one, Dave, for you to try that. Well, I hope you enjoyed. Sorry you got the sniffles, but glad you're getting over it.
Yeah, you caught me on that one. You know, I got to throw some more yawls out there, I guess. It was the rollout switch right above the flames, Shane. He's got a propane unit, and it's 29 years old. It really needs to be replaced, but I cleaned it up a little bit, got it working for him, so he's happy with that, I guess. But, yeah, it was the rollout switch. It was keeping the flame from coming on.
Ours, a couple years ago, maybe 3 years ago, about this time, wouldn't fire up. Had a company come out, and they was like, man, your board's bad. I don't even know if I can get a board, a new computer board for it. If I do, it's going to be about $1,000. And you're probably just better off getting a new system anyway. And I knew we were going to need one. But anyway, I had somebody else come out and look at it, and he said, oh, yeah, here's your problem right here. A rodent had chewed through a vacuum hose, and I put a new hose on it, fired right up.
Yeah. Oh, let me see if I got this. Little pressure switch hose, yeah. Well, it was a rollout switch, and they're resettable. All you got to do is push the little button back in. That's all that was. And she fired right up, and I cleaned it up. I'm sorry, Patrick. Go ahead.
You're good. Don't worry about that. Even before your Yankee, it's going to take a little more than that to offend me.
Go ahead. I'm trash away. Be right back. N4ZLK.
Not today. Holy cow.
Take a vacation.
It just goes to show you guys miss me.
Pick on you.
I'll take it.
On and fun. We're glad you're here. You're welcome down here to the south. If we didn't welcome you, we wouldn't pick on you.
I'm going to come up with a southern term to thank you. Y'all are so sweet.
You missed it. Bless your little heart.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah, that's it.
I to say,
only imagine what people listen to us got to think. K4HK.
And all that picking on that poor New Yorker.
They're like, we better save those two guys from that New Yorker. We can jump in and help out.
Well, Miz, this is a nice family frequency. I can't say what I want to say.
If you talk at all, most New Yorkers can't. I've met. They can't keep it family friendly.
I've been on for 20 years, so that kind of softened me a little bit. You know, I don't speak the way I used to, y'all.
Let it go, poor guy. Hearing a little sorrow in his voice there, Patrick.
It's okay. It's time for me to clear out anyway. I'm pulling up the driveway. But, Dave, it is really good to hear you back on the air. And I'm glad you had a good trip. And, Shane, you be careful out there. And if I don't talk to you again, I will talk to you Monday night, or Monday anyway. So be careful out there. KO4HK. I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
All right, Patrick, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Go ahead, Shane.
Hello to Miss Elise. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK. Dave, I'm glad you got a good attitude about it. You know, it's all in fun.
Yeah. I'm the biggest chop breaker around next to Steve. Oh, no, I don't care. It's just a sign of appreciation, that's all.
You're a good man. I've enjoyed talking to you.
All right, there's a good group on here. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. You can't take life too serious, you know. Anyway, that's a conversation for another day and off the air, but, you know, you have to keep in mind that this radio stuff right now is a hobby, and that's the way you got to treat it.
Man, there's still a lot of snow and ice up here along Highway 11. Goodness. There's still some in my yard, too, but I haven't been down this way. I had to run down to the dump, and there's a lot on the side of the road on the north-facing side.
Sun doesn't hit. Yeah, we got back from our trip. We got back last Sunday, and we were careful coming up because we got off the boat down there in Cape Canaveral on Saturday. It was a little chilly, and we drove about halfway up. We stopped at a friend's house. He's an upholsterer. Pulled a lot of leather and some cut pieces that gave to my wife. And so we stopped there and had dinner with them, and then we went on and we came home Sunday. And we still had some snow on our property in the shaded areas.
Neighbor struggled getting out. She didn't go to work because she couldn't get her car out. Her husband was trying. He could get his truck out, but I think every time her wheels started to spin a little bit, she just wouldn't go any further. She could have made it. My wife's car was similar, all-wheel drive. They're not the same as four-wheel drive, but I got my wife's car up and out, but it was slipping and sliding on the way up.
Well, you don't know what's underneath that snow, especially in this area. I don't think there's enough snow removal equipment around here, right?
In the neighborhood, after that, it was fine. My son actually drove back and forth the night it fell. We got more snow than ice, and it was a good hard, it was that real dry, it packed really well. You could drive on it, really good snow.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I miss those days. We're supposed to get some chilly weather this week coming. I don't know. Is there any snow in the forecast? Have you heard anything?
They were saying, they were calling for some precipitation, but I think that's changed now. It's just mostly going to be cold. There might be a little moisture, but not like what they were saying originally.
Okay, well, you know, we've got to keep an eye. I got wood all stacked up from my new stove, and we're ready to go for the house, but I'm hoping that I don't get any major calls. Phew. Just watch them heat pumps out there. They're not going to hold up.
I got a wood stove. You ordered it, and is it all in and installed now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They came over on Thursday, and they did the install. I bought it from Foothills over there in Landrum, Foothills Fireplace and Stove, right there, downtown Landrum, right on 176 there. Steve, KN4BWA, kind of introduced me to that fellow there. He did a great job putting it in.
What are the features? Is it an insert in the fireplace?
No, negative. It's a standalone. I just, for the life of me, I can't, I don't know the brand name, but what I'll do, I'll send you a picture later on when I get home. We went up to a place up in Edmond, and we picked up a piece of 2.5-inch sandstone for the hearthstone for it to sit on. And we had it cut for our specifications, and it's sitting on the hearthstone. And the double wall pipe goes right up through the roof, right? They did a really good job, and we've had it cranking since Thursday. And let me tell you what, it's 56,000 BTU, and it's nice. It does a real, real good job.
Okay, that's a lot of BTUs. There was a lot of interference when you were saying about the stone and where you got it. And is it just on the floor, or do you have it around the wall too? How far away are you from the wall?
It's kind of catty corner in you know, in the one corner, and the design of the stove, it doesn't radiate off the sides or the bottom or the back, really. So you can have it, I think, as close as 7 inches, you know, when it's in a corner like that. And we have what they call paver base, if you ever seen it. It's for pavers. We have that on the floor, then the stone sits on top of that. But I'll send you some pictures. You'll see how it's put in.
I'd like to see that. Yeah, they've come a long way. If they can keep it from radiating heat out the back like that, that's a pretty neat feature. Years ago, I'm talking 30 years ago at least, I was looking. I never actually saw them in person, but I was getting some articles that I think I sent out for a catalog for these wood stoves. They were called soapstone wood stoves. Soapstone is cut. I'm sure you know about it up there in New England somewhere. It's kind of a soft stone where they can cleave it really easily with an axe or a, you know, sharp blade. It'll cut off real square, and they make stoves out of it, and it absorbs heat. And you can put, you know, load it up once in the morning, and it'll put out heat all day and most of the night with just basically that one load of wood. Because the heat, the stones keep, they hold the heat really well. They were some beautiful stoves too.
No, I didn't know that. Well, these particular stoves are made up in Canada, so they're made to a little bit higher standard, a little bit higher spec. So that's why, you know, you can put them in tight areas. They radiate off the top, and there's like a little vent on the very back edge. Like I said, I'll send you some pictures. We also are eligible for a tax credit that will come off my taxes next year, or this year's taxes, 2025. I already paid 2024. So we got that coming too.
Well, that's good. I didn't realize that. I know some states are trying to ban wood-burning things, fireplaces and things. They claim all the pollution, but that's really cool if you get a tax credit here. Hey, I'm all about wood burning. I'd love to have something like that. In fact, there's nothing like wood burning heat, even whether from a stove or a fireplace.
See, with the efficiency of the stove, and it produces very little ash. I mean, it just burns everything up that you put in there. You know, it does really, really well. We're enjoying the heck out of it. We've got a cast iron teapot on top, and it'll boil water.
That too, we keep a pot of water on the stove because the stoves can really dry the air out and it puts a little moisture back into the air.
Oh yeah. But it definitely steams. It definitely puts some moisture out. It does a good job. KB2HXS Mobile for ID, and I'm coming into the Taylor's area. I'm 29 here.
If you ever, your power's out, I think you probably have a generator, but if you need it to, you could pull out the old cast iron skillet and cook on it too, probably.
Oh, we got natural gas at the house. No, we're pretty set up. When we lost power back with Helene, I installed a tankless water heater, natural gas tankless water heater, and with the generator running, we had hot water, we could cook, we had the fans going, we were in pretty good shape.
I can run off my portable generator. I can run we have a tankless water heater, put in a gas stove last summer, and then I can also run the gas heat if I need to, if it's cold outside. So all on that generator. Not a whole home, you know, can't run the dryer or the heat pump, but I can do everything else.
I wasn't worried about the washer dryer. I mean, heck, you know, if we had to wash something, we can hang it in the basin if we needed to dry it, you know. But yeah, we were, you know, we were pretty good with that kind of stuff.
One day I'll have to call you on the phone and ask you some questions about my tankless water heater. I've had it for a few years. But anyway, I'll do that one day. Anyway, I'll call you.
Did you put it in or did you have it put in? Okay, did they put the valve kit on the bottom of it?
Is it out?
Yes.
Yeah, I've already done that. I've already flushed it out once.
Okay, yeah. I'll be doing mine in March because it'll be a year since mine's been in.
That's some other issues about it, about the install and everything. But anyway, It's fine. I love it. It works. When it works great, it works great. But then occasionally it doesn't want to work great.
Yeah, give me a call when you want. You know, I'll be home pretty much all weekend. I don't know a lot about them. I'd have to, do some research if there's any issues. But, yeah, we can definitely talk about it off the air.
I enjoyed talking to you. And I know you feel better, but when I had that, you always feel better when you're completely cleared out and your voice is back to normal. So I hope you heal up quickly.
Like I say, I'm about 90%. I sound worse than what I feel, but I'm not coughing and sneezing and, I don't have the creeping crud down my throat or nothing anymore.
Out of that going around and multiple times. Like I said, I had it a couple times. Usually I get maybe one cold a year, but that was a couple within 2 or 3 months.
You generally don't get sick as much anymore. I don't know what the heck happened this year, but it could have been when we got off the boat in Florida. I could have picked something up, down there or whatever, with all that floral down there.
Florida now, so for, 5 years, you're not used to those bugs going around down there.
Tell you what, the mold content, all the palm trees down there, you got to realize that all those palm trees, if you don't pull those, you don't pull those pieces off, all that stuff gets stuck in there, dander and rats and animals and all that mold. I tell you, that'll get you, the palm fronds and stuff.
Where you live, there are particular issues for that area that you need to learn to deal with.
I'm pretty good with the regimen of vitamins and, supplements that we take. We take a, I don't know if I said this to you earlier, but we take a, it's a natural immunity, it's a mushroom natural immunity that we take, and I take 3 in the morning and 3 at night, especially now. My normal regimen is 3 in the morning, but it helps to build up the natural immunity.
Those things, and my wife actually has something we give our dog in her food. It's a mushroom-based compound, because she seems to itch a lot, and this helps. So she's allergic to every kind of, it seems like, every kind of food except all beef. So we finally found a dog food that's only beef. It's hard to find it without chicken meal or anything else in it, or fish oil. We had her tested one time because she was just itching so bad and her skin was red, and they said, yeah, she's allergic to chicken, pork, poultry. Well, yeah, poultry, chicken, fish. Looks like she's good with beef, though. So that's been fun.
You get some of the ingredients in some of those animal foods, man. It's terrible. Well, healthy eating or, we've kind of gotten away from that over the years. You got to be careful.
Oh, I am, I get fussed at it if I break from certain things. But I do understand it. I mean, you look at the ingredients of just about everything out there, that you purchase from the store, it's hard to find anything that just is what it's supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, I know. And you go out there and you eat wrong, eat too much fast food, at the end of the week, you're paying for it. KB2HX, that's mobile for ID.
And I found the cleaner we eat, I'll say it that way, the less I have to eat. I feel fuller and better quicker. So it's a little more expensive, but it works out.
Okay, so if you eat correctly, you eat the proper proteins and things that feed the body, yes, you're not eating as much. So, yeah, it does kind of work out in the end. You're not buying all that extra food.
So a lot of things they add, which, especially the children's cereals and things like that, all those dyes and things, which can cause all kinds of issues, and yet we know about it. Europe bans them, and yet we've just been pumping them in the kids' foods.
I believe that's going to be changing very soon.
Yeah, you already did away with that one just this week. They could have done it a lot sooner, but no, I guess they got to show that they're doing something now.
Time will tell, and that's all I'm going to say about that here.
Dave, I'm going to let you go. I'm not far from where I'm going. It was very nice to talk to you today. I'll give you a phone call sometime. KB2HXSN4ZLK.
Oh, very good, very good. I appreciate it, and good to talk with you guys, too, today. Have a good day. I will catch you later. 73 for now, and 4ZLK, KB2HXS. I'll be out of here.